At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, broads. Well, here we are. Another recap. Another situation of Becca and I not finding out until after we've actually recorded the podcast. All the Instagram tea. So as a lot of you may know, Blake went to the Insta to drop some serious receipts regarding him and Kaylin. What you're about to listen to is Becca and my before Blake T recap situation. So you're going to hear our unfiltered version of what happened before we ended up finding out all of this new info. So I know you're going to have to be patient, and it's a drama filled situation, but we promise we will give you all of our opinions in our episode first thing Tuesday morning next week. Here we go.
Welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Hello. Hello. We are off to the races again.
Hi, Sandy Sluts.
That's never going to get old.
I need a shirt. Can we do new merch?
Oh, I love that. Like, oh, yes. Yes.
Sandy Sluts.
What is it inappropriate?
No.
I don't know.
I'm one Sandy Slut. If you're calling yourself one, who cares? You can call yourself whatever you want to.
That's true. I am a broad.
I'm a Sandy Slut. Okay. So, finally, it's been a whole 24 hours and
thank
I could barely.
God. Yeah, now we know. But now I'm having to wait more days.
For the rose ceremony.
Yeah. I'm like, can God, you believe? Here we go. And now I'm just like on the edge of my seat with this whole like, Blake situation. Like, who in God's name could he give his rose to?
But this is the thing too. It's like, this can only go so far. Don't you think this drama is only going to extend to next week? Like, how could the Blake drama continue?
I feel like maybe I could see someone new maybe coming in or something.
And then all the girls trying to warn her or something.
Yeah, and then she's just like, I don't fucking know any of you. And then like just going with him. And then no one cares about Blake anymore after a week.
Unless Hannah G and Blake keep going back and forth with each other.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay, so.
Okay, so a little bit of tea before we get into the actual episode. First thing, ugh. Abroad sent me some info. I haven't told you this. What? Abroad sent me some info saying that she was listening to the radio and Lord Chris Harrison was on and said that Tyler Cameron like shot his chances at being the next Bachelor by being spotted out with Gigi Hadid.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense. I don't think.
You think that shocked me that they were like, yeah, no, he just nixed his chances.
Yeah.
It's like, are they not allowed to date anybody?
Well, no, but also it's like, yeah, kind of. Yeah. You saw him leaving Hannah's house. Then you see him on a date with Gigi. It's just, no, that ship has sailed. I actually thought after the Gigi thing happened, I was like, highly doubt
two and two together in that way. But now I'm just like, okay, so.
So Chris Harrison said that?
Apparently. Now this was a message from abroad, so I didn't hear it myself, but that's what she said. So I don't know. So now it's kind of like, okay, Mike, Pilot Pete, and then all of a sudden I had this thought like, oh my God, what if ABC just chooses a fan favorite and makes John Paul Jones?
That would be amazing. Would be fantastic.
Can you imagine? We'd get like two words. He'd be like, oh yeah.
Oh my God, that would be so funny.
It would be so good. It would be such like a refreshing, like crazy twist. Like, this
what if they made
the
like
Bachelor?
Clay the Bachelor or something?
Oh, that would be cool.
That could happen too.
Yeah. I mean,
Wills for Bachelor.
Oh my God. I would love that.
Although, okay, we'll get to it when we get to it.
Yeah, but also with the Wills thing, no, I was giving forward, but like, I don't think that was his. He was just going for someone he was interested in.
No, he just didn't. He didn't seem like a good kisser to me.
Oh, I didn't really deeply observe because I was more shocked by how fast it happened.
I always kind of pay attention to a girl's head. And if she's kind of if she's kind of trying to move her head backwards, I know that feeling and I hate that feeling. It's like,
but she might have been doing it because she felt bad with Dylan. True. And it seemed to come out of nowhere too.
Yes.
So it was like, what's this about?
Yes. Okay. We shan't jump ahead. Another little tiny tea.
Got a lot of broad messages regarding a comment from Mr. Leo Dot on one of Blake's pictures. Okay, so someone commented on Blake's Insta, some douche named Mitch, and said, about time we get a couple...
Mitch. I've never met a good guy named Mitch.
No. About time we get a couple leading men on BIP, and then tagged Leo and Blake with like a Shaka sign. Gross. And then Leo commented and said...
Oh, God. So gross. It makes my stomach just...
Oh. You didn't hear? Women hate... I can't even barely say it. Women hate guys that get pussy on that show.
And that's then, so nasty.
It's disgusting.
Get
like,
pussy?
Like, dude, why do you have to be so gross?
Why on do you top have to be so
fact,
crude?
On top of the fact that you're horrible, why do you have to be so crude? Why?
I don't know. It's just nasty.
It's disgusting. And then he does a hashtag, MyGFsHot, so I'm assuming he's dating someone and is, like, making sure then that his girlfriend knows that
dude,
he's, like,
that
you know, throwing
like,
the word pussy out there, but, like, he still loves her.
It almost makes me want to throw up as much as hearing JPJ do the gagging sounds on the episode, which, like, I'm getting, like, a cramp under my chin thinking about it.
Oh, also, who is dating Leo?
Ew. No, dude, I'm actually getting nauseous. I'm not like exaggerating. I'm getting nauseous right now. I can't talk about him anymore. He's horrible.
I feel like it has to be done.
He's horrible.
Yeah. And then the other info to discuss right off the top is we got a lot of messages about the fact, and I didn't even realize this, and now I'm very offended, is that Chris, they're making him, and we see in his intros, walk in with a little walker, and they're making him like the old guy of Paradise.
Yes, love.
He's 32. He's 32. And Derek is 32 as well. And Blake's 30.
No, it's just because he's been on like Paradise since 2005,
but, like,
it feels
full
like.
On just like eight. They made him walk in a walker. They're like fully age shaming him because he does look older than Derek.
Oh,
but
my God.
But I was just
God.
Like, excuse, I am 30 and I'm offended.
Dude, also like half of the people there are like, I mean, a lot of them are 29, 30. Like,
I know, right?
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay,
like
good
Blake's
to know.
30.
If I were to ever go on Paradise and I'd be like 33, they'd just be like carrying me around on a gurney and be like, she's practically dead.
Well, dude, Demi did make that comment too about Annalise. Like, grandma's off her meds? That's fucking mean.
That was really mean.
Okay, we'll get into that. All right.
Okay, oh my God. Okay, well, before we get deep into BIP, listen, Becca, the weather is warm.
Finally.
It's gorgeous. And the last thing I want to do is be stuck inside. In fact, I've been mini vacationing my face off. And do you know what I always take on these staycations?
What?
My Daily Harvest cups.
I love Daily Harvest.
Daily Harvest delivers thoughtfully sourced chef-crafted food that is built on fruits and veggies and can be prepared in less than 5 minutes.
Daily Harvest has ready-to-blend smoothies, chilled soups, harvest bowls, and they have more than 65 different delicious options. Some of my favorites is they have a mint cacao smoothie that tastes like mint chip ice cream, but of course it's like spinach, peppermint oil, bananas. It's so good.
Get that in my belly.
Have you had
always.
That one?
Oh, it's my
so fave. Good.
It's so good.
So good. And there's no rush to eat because everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to eat it. Go on vacation, whatever. It'll be there waiting in your fridge. Once you're ready, it just takes one step to prepare it.
The best part is that Daily Harvest single serving cups are the ultimate grab and go meal or snack, so you can get a dose of nourishing fruits and vegetables at any time of day. They are the best go-to quick meal. Hopping in a car to take kiddo to school? Daily Harvest. Summer picnic? Daily Harvest.
Yeah.
Healthy meal for the office? Daily Harvest. Busy mama? Daily Harvest. Also, perfect dorm room steady meal? Daily Harvest.
Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code CHATTY to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code CHATTY for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. dailyharvest.com.
Perfection.
Finally, we have the intro, which we didn't get on the first episode.
I know. I'd also like to just make a quick note that I apologize if you hear a sound in my mouth or if you're watching YouTube and I have one chipmunk cheek, but I have a throat lozenge because I'm a little sick. But I hate that sound sometimes, so I don't know if I'm doing it.
Have you got your elderberry syrup yet?
I did.
Oh, good. You need to start taking that every
day.
I know.
I always get sick because of Ember.
You need to start giving it to her every day too.
I did actually.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm going to text you and remind you, just like remind each other to floss now.
Please do.
Which I've been, have you been on
I've
it?
I've been doing it.
Okay, me too.
I got one of those little fun little
Yeah, I like those.
That you don't have to actually, you know, those little excavators. I'm all about that.
Yes, yes, yes. I feel you.
Okay. Anyways, yes, we get our intros this time.
Which, by the way, two of the investors from Grayson's gym are husband and wife who do the music for The Bachelor, and it's them singing the intro.
Stop.
Yes.
Do you think they'll come on the show and sing it for us?
They probably would. They were so sweet. I met them as they were touring Gray's gym, and they were so nice to me. They were big fans
really?
Of me, and I was like, I'm big fans of your work.
Oh my God, their work is perfection.
Perfection.
They bring so much to the table.
They were literally
for us.
Recording in their house, like with the two mics singing Almost Paradise.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Right?
We could have them come in. You and I could have a one-on-one date. And they could be performing
yes,
for us.
I love that.
And then, you know, whether or not you're going to give me the rose will depend on how good of a performance it was.
Yes.
I love it.
You'll always get my rose.
Oh, thanks, B.
Okay. Intros.
So, Blake, not sure why the producers encouraged that dance. That was a weird moment.
I don't know. That was weird, too. I thought that was weird, too.
That was weird. Tayshia, I'll say it again over and over this season. She is bodied to the gods.
Hot girl summer. Tayshia. Summer of Tayshia.
Summer of Flirtatia, honey.
Summer of Flirtatia.
She has our rose.
She's
hardcore.
Great.
I'm obsessed. Demi. Ugh,
and I'm so excited to say more about her this episode because dab.
Girl. Love to throw in a dab when necessary. Demi is crowned queen,
yes,
obviously. Christina pouring the tea.
Yeah, that's so cute.
And it spills over. I'm like, okay,
producers. Chris B with the walker, so shady, and I'm obsessed. It's so funny.
So shady and so screwed up. And like half of the guys are also his age on there, man.
I love it.
Yeah. So those were the only other one that really confused me, and like, tell me if I'm forgetting something, but the bird that then like moves out of the way and you see
Annalise. Because she said she was scared of birds.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm missing something here.
She
because
just
like, why?
Was scared of, first she was scared of the bumper cars, then she was scared of the bird.
Now I remember.
Poor Annalise. She just can't catch a break. She's really nice.
Someone had sent a DM a while ago saying, like, I could picture Cam and Annalise together.
Oh, yeah, that will probably
right?
happen.
And so,
you don't think Kaylin and him will pan out? You don't think that's gonna happen?
Honestly, I ship Cam and Kaylin, and I really hope that she provides the babies he needs.
Oh. I'm sure she'll be a great mother.
I would imagine.
Okay.
Okay.
We gotta, what we did, what we started doing the second half of last night, we gotta do, or tune, yeah, whatever. Whenever we did the other recap, we need to be on that flow where we hit the big things, we cruise through the small things. Let's do this.
Let's do this thing, girl.
Okay.
Get into gear. So we start off by this whole Christina date.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone's fucking confused because it's why is she doing this?
Of course, we've seen behind the scenes.
Exactly.
We know she's going to make make him her bitch, which I didn't really see happening. But okay.
We have to note that before he goes on the date with Christina that he pulls Tayshia aside.
Yes. So he said that he was going in with an open mind, quote, and Tayshia, in all her coolness, is like, it was really sweet. He came to me for his date, and I don't want him to think I'm not interested, you know, because I am.
She was just super low-key, like, kind of do your thing.
I actually had a red flag at that point, though, because I was like, oh, no, is she going to, like, just play it so cool? She's like, no, it's fine. You want to, like, sleep with her and her and her? It's cool. And I was kind of like, oh, no, girl, don't do this.
Yeah, do, like, a Christina from last season type thing.
Exactly,
yeah.
But that isn't what happened.
It's not what happened. Kaylin still is not saying anything to Tayshia. That was,
like,
shocking to me.
She was sitting right there, had the perfect opportunity to be like, look, Tayshia, I don't want to burst your bubble, but can I talk to you about something?
It would have been the perfect time to do it. Perfect time.
But this is the thing, because she's saying, like, I have this secret. I'm like, but girl, you've already told, like, two people about this. So, like, why not fucking tell the girls that it's affecting?
Yeah. I don't know. I had a theory later about that when she talks to Blake, but I still... Well, okay. The fact is, though, her and Tayshia were not friends on Colton's season. And
that's true.
They had that huge confrontation
that's
at the
true,
end.
That's true, but if she's talking about being so worried, like, why wouldn't she say something to her?
Well, but technically, Tayshia's comments about Kaylin to Colton are what brought Kaylin's end, really.
Yeah, no, I get
you know
that.
What I mean?
I'm just saying, like...
So, like, she probably doesn't like Tayshia, so there's probably a little bit of, like... I mean, I'm gonna be honest. If I was in her position and there all these other girls didn't like me and had been shady with me, like, I wouldn't be running to them and being like, I just want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, I guess. I guess just last episode she was talking about, like, I don't want anyone to have to go through this. Like, the girls should know this. I'm like, so just, like, say something.
I wonder, though, too, if she would have gone to Tayshia, if Tayshia would have been like... There goes Kaylin trying to, like, ruin my time because, like, she doesn't like me.
But immediately when Tayshia found out, well, I guess that was
because
of Christina.
She heard it from Christina, though.
But still, I feel like Tayshia's above, like, not, like, discrediting what someone's saying.
I know. I agree. I think that Tayshia would have heard it well, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the only thing that I can really think of because other than that, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, and so then Kaylin and Sydney are talking. Yeah. No... Okay.
That's
I guess
when,
I don't have
that's
anything
when Kaylin,
else to say.
Well, that's when Kaylin then tells Sydney that Blake referred to her as a mistake when they slept together.
Yeah, although this is, I'm not, maybe I just shouldn't say anything. That was just the one other thing that bothered me, where she kept saying Blake called me a mistake. I'm like, girl, he's not calling you a mistake. Like, you know what? He's saying that sleeping with you was a mistake.
Well, I think that's the trauma then.
Sure.
She hears it as I'm a mistake. And then when you hear her talking with him afterwards and she's saying, like, you see that it's so much of, like, he acknowledged every other girl but me. Like, I was nothing to him. She felt really used.
Because he ignored her.
That's
in a way that he was not. I mean, he probably would have ignored Christina, too, if she hadn't taken him aside. Like, but
right. But that's the thing. It was like, but people knew that they had been dating. People then know about him with Tayshia. And here she is, this person who felt like they had been FaceTiming for numerous months, and then you fully ignore me. Like, she felt completely used,
I mean,
probably.
Super slighted. Like,
right. But like, yeah. You know, so used that I'm imagining that, like, with all the trauma, that's, like, such a trigger for her. Because I think when you see in their conversation later, too, she then didn't seem to me, like, into him at all anymore. It was like she was so... over, like, so upset with the fact that he hadn't acknowledged her.
Yeah.
And she felt, like, dirty, like a dirty secret in her words.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Gosh.
No, I do get what you're saying.
It's hard not to get into that. Gosh, it's so intense. But she tells Sydney that. And then let's talk about Christina and Blake's date.
Okay, now here I was expecting that this was going to be some badass shit, and this ended up just being like, oh my god.
Okay, well, it starts off badass because I was pretty sure she was going to murder him in the car.
Oh yeah.
She was just like a speed demon, and then when she goes over that bridge, I'm like, are there no instructors present to drive this vehicle
crazy.
Over that bridge? Like, just one little weird turn, and they're both falling to their death.
I just thought it was going to get into the 101 and be like, listen, bitch, you thought I was into you and that's why I took you on this date? Ha, no.
I know. I was hoping for some blood.
Bow down to me and apologize now before I ruin your life.
Well, you know what was so hard is I felt like she had that energy and then him immediately, his reaction took away her power and she then just kind of started to back into a corner a
she
little
like,
bit.
This is the thing that I wish both Christina and Kaylin would just say. I was super into him and... He, like, you know, like,
yeah,
and I feel like both of them are like skirting around the thing that they were both like, seems like they're both in love with him,
yeah,
and that's why this is getting so like blown up because this is what I thought was kind of interesting about the Christina conversation. Okay, for one, he is gaslight City and gave the perfect example of it because he's like, I'm kind of angry about this.
Dude,
like,
he gaslighted
for you to do this
hell,
blows my mind.
Yes.
I'm getting kind of like angry. I'm like, dude, that was just
and then
the perfect
when he was
example.
Doing, when he was doing the whole like, wow, I would never have done
I would
this
never
to you.
Do this to you. Like, yeah, you probably wouldn't have talked to her at all.
Yeah, and he goes,
you probably would have avoided her
like,
at all costs.
I was
like
respectful and I told you about this.
Oh my God.
And I could have come and let it blow up in my face, but that's how good I am.
He's a piece of
gross.
Shit.
Gross. Like, no. And then, oh my God, at the point when he says, that they went to state that him and Kaylin were at Stagecoach, ended up hooking up, took things too far. They both woke up and were both like, whoa, that was too far. We're just friends. And he goes, I'm glad it happened, which is was a weird
that was
statement.
A very weird.
There was
thing
no
to say.
Follow up.
Very
and
weird.
Then,
thing.
And then he says, I value your friendship. That's the reason.
I value our friendship.
And then she kind of like, and he goes, don't giggle.
Yeah.
That gave me the creeps, dude. He like shut her down. So don't giggle. It's like, don't tell her what to do, you creep.
Okay, this is the thing, though, about the situation that I was kind of, like, interesting. Because, so they met back in August, and they were dating for a few months, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I think they said it they talked about it in the episode.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He said we dated for a few months, yeah, something was missing. She said we met back in August, yep. Whatever. But they both confirmed, Christina also confirmed that, where was it? I wrote it down. They were not together at all, like in the time surrounding Stagecoach. And she also used the term best friends. And I'm like, why are you using the term? She's like, why would you do that to your best friend? And I'm like, girl, why are you sleeping with your best friend? And this is where I was kind of like, I'm not trying to blame her for the situation at all. I'm just saying, like, it actually sounds on Christina and Blake's part like there was very clear boundaries that they were just friends with benefits.
Yeah.
And then Christina is kind of turning this around on him, being like, look, if she had taken an angle, she should have taken the angle like you should not have fucked Kaylin over because Kaylin had feelings for you. I guess she has no way of knowing that.
Right.
But it does sound like Christina and him had a very clear... Sounds like she made
like
it clear that they were just friends and we would hook up.
Yeah.
And if that is the case, you can't get mad at him for sleeping with someone the same weekend. She keeps saying like a friend wouldn't do that.
Yeah, no, I hear you on that one. I think I think the biggest issue was that, and she then mentioned it later, I think, to Tayshia, where she said it was sus because he didn't tell her right away. He waited until a few days before he left to go to Paradise to tell her about it.
Interesting.
And she said, I think he was covering his ass.
But why would he have to tell her about sleeping with Kaylin?
Because he probably knew she was going to show up in Paradise. Let's be honest. If they're hanging out constantly, don't you guys kind of share with each other?
But they had... Wait, say that again?
Like, so when all of you batch folk are... you know, told you're going to go in Paradise, yeah. You're going to go in Paradise. Like, you're not supposed to say anything to each other, but like people talk.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm assuming he probably heard through the grapevine that Christina may show up.
Yeah, maybe.
And then all of a sudden
he
was trying to cover
surprised.
His ass.
But like,
but he seemed surprised when Kaylin walked in.
I know that was just stupid.
So
like,
I'm kinda
come
like,
on.
Did you just like, did you have... Did you maybe get word and so you wanted to cover your ass?
I guess what I'm saying is like, it sounds like they made very clear boundaries that they were just friends. And then Blake even says, I hated the way he handled this conversation, but he said like, do you have feelings for me romantically? And she kind of like,
yeah,
was like,
and then he said it would make so much more sense if you were hurt because you have feelings for me.
And then she's like, yeah, it would. But she didn't even answer that question.
But then she said you have to. Well, part of me then also wonders, like, I don't know. Well, she said, you don't understand the root of my hurt.
Yeah.
And I feel like she then made some comment about like to the producers. She was like, it's an issue of how girls are being treated by guys.
Yes,
like,
it
she's
is.
Like, I'm afraid he's going to do it again. So I feel like her big issue was like who he is and like what he's doing to other women. And she was kind of like the crusader of this has happened to me before in the past and I'm going to call your ass out about it.
But I think the root of the issue with her relationship with Blake is that she, and this is where I have my kind of like preachy moment, the issue is that she was not forthcoming about her feelings with Blake. And I think that that's the part. Like she says, you don't understand the root of my hurt. And part of it has to do with her history in the past with the whole Dean scenario and everything that she was just poor thing was going back and forth. But then she's also now she did have a choice to get out of that situation with Dean. And she herself brought that up. And then now with Blake, she's subjecting herself to the same thing because she clearly has had feelings, but she's allowing this relationship to go on like a friends with benefits situation. But that's not what she wants. It seemed obvious that that's not what she wants.
It didn't seem like... I mean, I guess there is a chance that she...
she wouldn't be hurt like that if she didn't have feelings for him.
Well, unless it was just like, it's like a justice complex, because I can relate to that a little bit.
I get that.
Where I'd be like, I'm going to make sure that you don't do this to anybody
but
else.
But she didn't even know that Kaylin, she has no way of knowing that Kaylin has had feelings for him at all. So they're like, he hooked up with her, which she had agreed to casually hooking up with him. And then she doesn't know what Kaylin's situation is. And then he just casually hooked up with Kaylin the next day.
Yeah, it was all very confusing.
But I'm just saying, like, so here's my bigger kind of preachy moment. Like, the bigger issue here, which is what she kind of addresses, is that, like, if you, and it's funny because Nick Viall always talks about this on his, like, question time with Nick, because people are always like, I am friends with benefits with this guy, but I like him. Yeah. Or, like, I'm sleeping with this guy, but, like, he's not doing this for me. And, like, look, if you're into someone, don't agree to be friends with benefits with them.
Yeah, you can't.
You have higher standards for yourself. Like, you deserve to be with someone who is on the same level with you. Mm-hmm. And don't just think that the more you sleep together or the more you hang out, they're going to, like, get on your level of feelings. You're just going to end up getting your fucking feelings hurt. And somebody gets to use you without having to put forth any effort. Ugh. Like, if you're just letting someone sleep with you and you secretly like them, then you're not holding yourself to a standard of value. Like, you need to make clear what you want. And if that person can't offer that to you, you need to say goodbye.
And I 100% back every word.
And it just, and I've done this to myself too, where I, like, some dude will, like, not text me back for 2 weeks. And the minute he hits me up, I'm like, ah, okay, like, oh my God, he just contacted me. And it's it just lowers your self-esteem.
The fact of the matter is I did that for a while with Evan, where we talked about it. Yeah, where I was kind of like, you know, and he got to, and Evan's a good guy, but I kind of just allowed him to be able to hook up with me. Obviously it's kind of different because he had feelings too, but he didn't want to maybe commit at the moment.
And you let him not have
to. And I let him not have to, and I just started getting more and more devastated. And you know, it wasn't until I always say, like, you know, I'm not saying just when you pull back that all of a sudden the person's going to fall for you and it's going to be happily ever after. But for me, it was like I had to pull back for him.
You just stand up for yourself.
Yeah. And be like, no, I'm taking back my power. Like, I know you love me too in our situation, but, like, no more. Like, I need to make sure that my heart is taken care of first and foremost, because I do have major feelings for you now. I've had plenty of people in my life who I'm fine with being friends with benefits with.
Yeah, me too.
That's all great. But yeah, 100% what you're saying. Like, don't put yourself in the line of fire that way. Like, it's just going to really mess with you. And it takes away your feelings of worth and value. You start to feel less than,
about
even
yourself.
Though you don't. Like, that's so not the case. Like,
yes.
Are you kidding me? Like, no, it really, really messes with your self-worth.
Yeah. And the thing is with Evan is when you actually did what, this is of course when you're dating, not when you're married, you guys can list, there's another episode where we actually talk about Jess and Evan's relationship. It's really good. But you got to a place where you weren't like trying to string him along, being like, I'm done, but you were waiting for him to call you.
No, I was just done.
You were fully walked away and cut it off. Mm-hmm. And it was in that moment where he saw, like, how truly powerful you were and how you weren't going to stand, like, you weren't going to just wait around while he keeps shitting on you.
And then it gave him the space to realize that, like, oh yeah, he actually, like, obviously, well, he knew he always was in love with me, but then there was that moment of, like, oh yeah, dude, like, this is way bigger than just hooking up. And if you want to actually be with someone, you have to put forth that effort. And it's, you know,
bottom line, Blake is trash.
Blake is trash.
And it upsets me to see any of those women giving him like the time of day.
Yeah. A beautiful, like, incredible, kind woman like Christina. It's like, she deserves
the
so
world.
Much.
And so does Kaylin. They both deserve,
exactly.
Like, everyone deserves someone who's going to love them back the way they deserve
to be
loved.
And you see Christina and Kaylin, who are, like, actually two very powerful women.
Definitely.
And someone like
with
Blake.
With a lot to offer.
Exactly. And someone like Blake just railroading them and just using them and making them feel small, when it's like, girls, you should feel as high as mountains, honey, because you both are, like, amazing human beings. Like, yeah, it was upsetting to watch.
You can see both of them going through genuine pain over this guy that is not fit to serve them margaritas.
Oh yes, honey.
So anyway, it was just upsetting to see that.
No, I completely agree with you.
So
and towards the end of the conversation, when he just was saying to her, this seems convenient that you're doing this, and making her feel like, oh, you're just coming on this to do this for the show. It's like, no, she's hurt, homie.
I would have retorted and be like, well, it seems very convenient that you were talking to like all five of us at once.
Maybe you thought only one of us top queens would be on, so you were just trying to get your power position in as like head of the house in Bachelor in Paradise with like whoever's the queen of paradise.
I'm
as well
also just confused of what was going on with Hannah G, because like I know they had been talking, and when they sit down and talk, there's like weirdness going on. Like, I what is happening?
Well, like I said, I had seen on Reality Steve, and I didn't know if this is true or not, because no one's talked about it on the show, and it doesn't seem that way necessarily on the show. But he had reported that Blake flew out to her hometown, yes, to spend some time with her. Yes. So if that's true, and it definitely seems like they know each other.
They definitely, their conversation was very much like,
they have a rapport. Like, yes, there's something going on. The fact that he was comfortable touching Hannah G the entire time and like randomly kissing her shoulders throughout the conversation.
They've definitely slept together.
It seems that way.
It seems that way.
It seems that way.
Okay.
Okay. So then we have,
That does not end well.
It does not end well. And Blake's just like, I don't want
to
talk anymore.
And he's trying to play
it. I would have never done this to you.
And then he gets back to the beach and he's all trying to play it off. He's like, look at me, I'm a mess.
Oh my God.
Oh, Blake.
And then we see Kaylin before he walks up talking. She's like, he needs to stop gaslighting me. Stop making me feel crazy. And that's to me then when it started working.
This poor thing, because I just have, we've seen her unraveling. Like, the funny thing to me is that she hasn't even talked to Blake, but she's having this dialogue with him back and forth in her head. And then that's why, like, all of a sudden she sits down with him and it's just like, what?
Oh, I know. Well, the thing is, too, it's like, this is why I know that this is 100%, I believe every word that comes out of Kaylin's mouth in this situation, because you have the queen of pageants, who is the most composed human being on the planet,
to a fault, yeah,
from moment one in paradise, is like sitting in the corner, sipping her drink. You're watching her go crazier and crazier. Like, the bags under her eyes are getting more and more intense. Like, she is wrecked over
this. She is wrecked. And it was kind of, I'm just laughing because it was like Blake's shock was actually totally real, because he was like,
he was so shocked.
This is the first time I've talked to you in the past like however many days.
I love that he walks in and he literally is just like, Kaylin kind of pulls him aside and he's like, how are you? I haven't got a chance to talk. Because we didn't talk yesterday. It was like, yes, correct. You didn't talk yesterday. You literally barrel rolled out of paradise when you saw her walk down.
He's such a fake dude. It's like when he was stressing out about Christina, and then she asked him on the date and he's like, oh, yeah, I'd love to go on the date.
I'm so glad that you're here.
He is such a phony.
So what we said a few minutes ago when I'm saying that, she starts saying, everyone knew about him and Tayshia. Everyone knew about him and Christina. No one knew about me and him. Am I nothing? I mean nothing to this guy.
Yeah,
that's where then I saw, at least in my opinion, when I was watching their conversation, it just seemed so clear to me that like this is someone who has felt so used, and because of all the trauma in her past, that like for her probably talking to someone for a couple months and FaceTiming them and then having sex with them was like a big thing.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he acts like it didn't happen. And in the conversation too, at some point she says that, yeah, we both moved on, but like acknowledge the fact that something happened. So yeah, she didn't seem to be asking him like, is there still something? Like, yes, we both moved on, but like, I need you to acknowledge me. Like, yeah, I'm a human being.
Yeah.
We had sex together. We talked for numerous months. Acknowledge.
Don't
me.
Pretend like it was never anything.
Exactly.
But it was. Yeah.
Yeah. I felt, my heart felt sick watching it when she kept talking about using the phrase like dirty secret, and she felt like slimy because of it and like the shame from that. Like, oh man, my heart was like, ugh.
I don't think he had any idea. I'm not saying this to give him credit at all. I don't think he had any idea like what he was really getting into with like her, and like that's.
I completely agree. And my takeaway after his conversation with Christina and then Kaylin and then his reaction to both is that Blake is an inexperienced fuckboy. He wasn't a fuck. He maybe wasn't having sex with a lot of girls before. Maybe he went on Becca's season, hadn't slept around a ton. All of a sudden, look, he gets caught up in all this Bachelor limelight. Ladies are wanting him to be the next Bachelor. They're upset about the fact that he's not. He's hot shit everywhere he goes. And he thinks that he is like the man. And Now, all of a sudden, in his inexperienced ways, he's dipping his pen everywhere. Like, doing this whole thing where he's romancing girls.
Yeah.
FaceTiming them 3 times a day, making them feel like they're, like, in a relationship, dating certain ones of them, like Christina, and then, like, going and having sex and DMing other people. Well, and it's just like, dude, honestly, if you're going to do this, if you're going to be a fuckboy, you better make sure that those women know what they're getting into.
Well, it honestly really reminded me of Jed's conversation about his ex.
Yeah,
I was having flashbacks to Jed talking about his ex. Because, seriously, Blake's conversation was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, we were like, I mean, we were only like FaceTiming like 3 times a day. Like, I would only like text you goodnight. Like, you know, we might have said we loved each other like a couple times. And we slept together, but like, what? Oh, yeah, it wasn't anything. It was like this. Said. It was casual. I'm like, oh my God, stop playing this. Plus, stop fucking playing dumb. Well, like, it's casual.
He explained at one point, he was like, well, Caitlin and I had too much to drink. And I was like, oh, hey, Blake and Jed are at the same club, in part of the same club.
Oh, yeah.
When you drink, sex doesn't count.
Yeah.
Because he said the same thing.
Jed said that about saying, I love you.
Oh, my God.
Jed said that about saying, I love you. He's like, I was kind of drunk. I'm not using this as an excuse, but I just wanted you to know I was drunk when I told her I loved her. And then when I told her I love her again and again.
Kayla and I were drunk and we hooked up. I'm like, were you drunk the 3 months that you were FaceTiming with each other 3 times a day?
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude.
I think you're 100% right about the inexperienced fuckboy part. It's like he doesn't actually really even know how to play the game.
He has no idea how to be a player.
He's not a player because he doesn't even know, like, he just barely stood up from the bench. He has no idea what he's doing.
He's, like, super, like, charismatic and is cute by classic standards and, like, knows how to, like, flirt with the women's, but he cannot juggle. Why is he getting in these relationships and then being like, what? We can't just be friends after this? Yeah. I thought this is what people do. I thought people had sex and then they're friends after. It's like, not when you talk to someone for months and then finally have sex with them.
Well, this is, again, like, why it's so necessary to have communication. For him, Blake should have said long before having sex, I just want you to know I really enjoy your company. I do see us as friends, and it's not like that's not going to change. And then if after that the person still consents to having sex with you, you're not responsible for their feelings. You know, like that's all fair if you make it known from very early on where you stand.
Yeah.
And instead, it kind of sounded like he was just like, we'll see what happens. Let's see if my feelings change. And that's not cool.
No.
And then on the other side, it's not her fault. But if Kaylin had made it clear that she like this is what I'm looking for, like, I'm looking for a relationship with you. I'm interested in you.
Yeah.
You know, we heard yesterday on the episode, like, I was pretty sure we were exclusive.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a teaching moment for all ladies. Like, just
ask,
make it clear where you're at. Otherwise, you could set yourself up for some heartbreak with a dude that does not deserve to break your heart. And that's
what
happened.
And if you have a friends with benefits situation, nothing good can, or nothing bad can come of communication.
No.
Like, if for your partner too, the person that you're having sex with may actually be falling in love with you, and him or her need to hear that you're not in that space.
Yeah.
Like, you might be protecting
other people and
yourself. Like, you got to protect everybody's heart here.
Yes. Yes. Check
Let's
in, make sure you're on the same page.
Yeah.
Like, and be honest, you know, but I think what's really hard, and I've been in this position too, what's really hard is sometimes you don't want to ask because you don't want to hear the answer you already know is coming.
Oof.
Save yourself the heartbreak though. Cut it off while you can. Like,
so true.
Yikes. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
So,
yes, before we get into
more. Pause. We got to talk about a really fun company. New to the Broad Squad, but not new to me. It's called ModCloth. At ModCloth, there's no such thing as an ordinary outfit. Oh no. Everything is so cute. Crafted by a team of in-house designers. Their signature styles include hand-drawn prints, standout silhouettes, and an inclusive size range that celebrates all women.
If you're watching on YouTube, my top and my shorts
which
are
I immediately
from
complimented.
Yes,
when I saw
and
them.
I'm obsessed. It's a cute little equality tee and then these like bright green little like skort cute. Oh, so much stuff. They have a wide range of truly adorable outfits, new style of 70s inspired workwear, tons of great baby doll style dresses. That's a look I've been living for, the baby doll with the collar.
Love.
Great statement jewelry and the swimsuits. Girl, I went on a binge buy. And ModCloth believes fashion should celebrate all women and all bodies. That's why they include a size range from 00 to size 28.
You have 1,000 decisions to make every day. Let ModCloth help you with one of them, what to wear. ModCloth is making August all about your right to look effortlessly great. Not by pretending that everything's easy, but by letting ModCloth do some of the heavy lifting for you. Got a question about fit? Their team of mod stylists can hook you up with complimentary sizing and styling help. But also, ModCloth's website is set up so beautifully. They make it so easy to find great fits, top to bottom, outfits, shoes, accessories, everything.
Hurry, hurry, because this offer is only valid for a limited time. To get 15% off your purchase of $100 or more, including all sale items, go to modcloth.com and enter chatty at checkout. Hurry to get that extra 15% off all the sale items through the end of August. That's modcloth.com and enter code chatty for 15% off your $100 or more purchase. Yes. Go check out that sales section now because they have insane deals. I'm talking like a couple dollars for some crazy cute stuff.
Okay. Let's also talk about Green Chef real quick, which I love.
Hey, some of us, AKA myself, aren't so naturally gifted in the kitchen. I walk into that room and I have no idea what I'm doing. I want to prepare glorious meals for myself and my family on Cozy Nights In, but I don't know where to start. And knowing what to purchase at the grocery store, forget it. So overwhelming. That's why I am so grateful for Green Chef.
Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that makes eating well easy and affordable with plans to fit every kind of lifestyle. They let you choose from a wide array of easy to follow lifestyles with select organic ingredients. Meal plans include keto, paleo, balanced living, and plant powered. Something for everyone. I just made, they actually had a delicious like vegan flatbread situation. Ooh, that was so good. Can't remember, some kind of salad on the side. I don't know. I had cooked all 3 or 4 of their meals last week and every single one of them was amazing. Grayson was really skeptical, but he was super surprised. After I made each one, he's like, this is actually really good.
That's kind of how Evan was too. At first, he was just like, is this going to be like, and we cooked him up and he's like, can you get more, please? I'm like, oh, honey, yes, there will be more.
Also, it was a nice ritual for me. Like when I know Grayson's on the way home, I put the baby in the carrier and I can just make a really delicious meal in under an hour.
It's very therapeutic. And like you said, recipes are quick and easy with step-by-step instructions, chef tips, and photos to guide you along the way. Ingredients come pre-measured, perfectly proportioned, and mostly prepped. Couldn't be an easier home-cooked meal. And as a non-chef, my favorite thing about it is that Green Chef helps me discover new meals every week that I've now learned to cook on the regular. Nice. And I love it.
Yeah. So let Green Chef do the meal planning, grocery shopping, and most of the prep for you week after week. And we got a delicious deal for you for a total of $75 off. That's $25 off each of your first boxes. Go to greenchef.com/chatty75. That's $25 off each of your first 3 boxes by going to greenchef.com/chatty75.
Chatty75. Okay. Okay. So we then have a conversation, and I kind of died, between Katie, Demi, and Hannah.
Oh, I know. This is so funny.
Where Katie goes, fuck Blake. I don't even really like Caitlin.
Savage.
I was like, oh, okay.
Savage.
Because it's interesting. So far, it's been such like the Blake show.
Yeah.
That we haven't seen any like drama between Nicole and Onyeka. Yeah. We haven't seen any of the Caitlin, Demi, Hannah, like any of that. Everyone's seemed pretty kosher with each other. Mm-hmm. So that side comment, I was like, okay.
That was
still
pretty funny.
There's still some feelings there. And she's like, well, this definitely sucks because he's led her on tremendously and now Blake's not an option for any of us. And Demi's like, no way, Blake's a loser right now.
Well, and then the shady part of it all is Hannah G is sitting right there not saying shit.
I know. Like inside she's like, you guys don't know about the love we have.
I mean, it was like, I was just knowing that they're going to go on and make out later. I was just like, this is weird.
Well, and then cutting to Demi later talking to Wells and Dylan. And Demi's just like, no. She is not into him. She's super into you. Like, so confident telling Dylan that.
Oh, your girlfriend hasn't been letting you in on something.
Keeping some things close to the chest, honey. Well, and that's when Demi says that I'm not mad at him for dating numerous people. It's the fact that he's hiding things and ignoring people and telling people to keep it a secret.
Yeah, he's not being emotionally mature about the situation.
That's
he's not
the
being
thing.
Forthcoming.
Like, he keeps saying, I was single. It's like, yes, technically you were. You are allowed to have sex with who you want to. But when you're not being honest, you're telling people to keep it a secret for your own reputation. Absolutely not.
No, it could have been like this. He could have had a mature conversation with each of them back home and let them know, like, I'm sorry, I didn't know your feelings were like this. I genuinely, yeah, like, I just thought each of, like, I thought we were just hooking up both times. And then he could have come on Paradise and been like, hey, how are you? Like, good luck, whatever.
And it's like, imagine clearly that. He knew what he did was wrong, or else he wouldn't have been avoiding all of them just at all costs.
Yeah, God, the avoiding is so immature.
He knew somewhat what he did.
It's like in junior high when, yeah, you talk to a boy all summer and then you get to the first day of school and he pretends like you're not there.
Yeah, seriously.
Devastating.
Come on, don't do that to us.
That's just fucked up. Okay, now, Tayshia hears Wynn through Christina of the situation, and this is where
I love that Christina right away sat Tayshia down, yes, and goes, I'm going to lay this out for, yeah, you. And that's when we find out that Blake told her a few days before he went on Paradise and it seemed calculated. Go ahead.
Yes. No, I was just like, fuck yeah, Tayshia. She was like, Blake just lost me. She's out. She's done. I'm like, take a lesson from Tayshia, girls.
Tayshia is our prime example of that strong woman that we all, that's inside all of us, that we all need to be. Like, she was so low key about it. And then I love that. I'm not trying to get a pity rose. He lost me. I don't need to deal
with
that.
And also, she didn't have to go start drama with Blake either.
That's what I'm saying. She didn't go to him
and be like, wow, fuck you.
And then, like, when he pulled her aside, she was very like, you need to deal with your stuff with Christina.
Yeah.
Just shut it down.
Yep.
Not just.
She's just like, the thing I love is she basically was like, this dude's not worth my time. So yeah, whatever. Bye. Moving on.
It seemed
on.
Like she really knows. Flirtatia knows her worth.
Yeah. I just loved that moment.
Loved it.
Then, you know, Blake's having a panic attack, which I would be too if I were him.
He was actually having like a legit panic attack. Yes, and yes. I was also kind of like, that's also guilt, my friend.
Oh, totally.
That's called guilt.
And
because there's no way to remedy this. Nobody will be into me now.
I know.
Well,
yeah,
that's what happens.
I think the thing is, not to excuse him at all, but I think what we were talking about, I think he just really doesn't he's dumb. He's inexperienced and he really like fucked himself over.
Yeah. It's just kind of like, it seems like maybe he never had.
He just got
lots
a little
of
attention.
Yeah. He's the ego's a little too large, my friends.
Yep. Yep.
Also, then we see the next morning that Tayshia, Kaylin, I believe Demi, like there's numerous girls sitting together. And I thought, oh my goodness, is Blake being a fuckboy the key that will bring all these once lady enemies together?
Fabulous.
I said nothing brings girls tighter or tears them apart like men. And it's something to remember when you're letting boys cause drama in your girl friendships. That, like, listen, no. Like, the guy that's tearing you apart could bring you tight back together again in one swift move. Like,
yeah, well, and that's sort of, you can't blame Christina or Kaylin for the situation either, because unfortunately society tells us that our worth is in a man desiring us, be that any man, no matter who the fuck they are.
Yep.
And you are so much better off with no man, which is not what society teaches us.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're better to have a shitty man than none at all. No, you're way better off just having no man than with someone that's going to screw you over continually. You're going to be so much happier.
Get your broads around you.
Yeah.
Get that squad.
Okay, so.
So Hannah G and Dylan.
Oh, dear. Dylan's beaming. The man is just in love.
He's literally glowing like he's 9 months pregnant with love. Like, just straight up.
Yes.
But they're definitely vibing hard all over each other. And then that's when Wills says that he's into her. They're at the bar, but Dylan's always attached to her hip.
Yeah.
And then Wills pulls her aside.
Now, I was like, we were talking about this. Did they edit it? Because it seemed like they were literally talking for 2 seconds and then they're kissing.
If they didn't edit it,
they did edit it.
It had to be, right?
They did. Because she also said something like, that was smooth. And we didn't see any kind of like smooth transition
into kissing.
He
literally was just like, you're a dope girl. And then he started kissing her and she was kissing him back quite passionately. Yes, it had to have been edited, because then we see Dylan come up and go, can I steal her from you?
Wouldn't have been 2 minutes.
It would have literally been a minute and a half if that was the case. So they must have had a decently long conversation.
Absolutely. I think they are kind of trying to make Hannah look a little slutty.
Yeah, that's rude.
Come be a sandy slut with us, Hannah G. No, but they're trying to make her look a little fast, I think.
Yeah. Poor Dylan has no idea. He literally just wanders up and he's just like, and then when he's talking to Hannah afterwards, he's like, I hate interrupting people.
Oh my
he's
God.
Like, but I did it. I went and got you. And she's like, good
and
job.
And you did it. Yay. I have to say, like, I really do applaud Hannah for being honest with Dylan.
Both times.
She pretty much immediately is like, just so you know, this is what's going on.
Both times. Both times.
I was glad about that.
And when she speaks to Wills later, she says that she has a tendency to be a people pleaser. Mm-hmm. And so this is going to be like doubly hard for her.
She's like, so I'm going to screw over like four guys at once now.
But I'm not going to acknowledge it because, you know, I can't hurt people's feelings.
Which honestly, after the theme of this episode, whatever, fucking play the field, girl.
Play the field, honey. But the fact that she is straight up, I really, really appreciated that as well. And like, again, I said, she says she's a people pleaser. So that's really probably difficult for her. And that's a big step. And then we see her later having a conversation with Wells saying that she was in a 5-year relationship before this. Like, she thought she was coming to paradise mm-hmm. to really kind of play the field because she hadn't done that before.
Yeah.
And now she's in this situation.
She's having fun.
Yeah.
Which I was actually, and she was also, speaking of having those tough conversations, she did make it clear to Dylan that, like, she's not really ready to be in an exclusive relationship.
She really did.
You can't fault the girl.
You can't fault her.
However, I will fault her for going and making out with Blake.
I fault her for choosing Blake, but, for her exploring her options, not a problem.
Yeah.
You're on paradise. Yep. And again, you're being communicative and you're being honest.
Yeah. I really appreciated also how she told Wills it wasn't there.
I know.
Like, she great. The girl is really good at saying what she needs to say, even if it's difficult. Mm-hmm. So I really give her that. Mm-hmm.
Then we see the clay workout with the ripping 80s music, and I was actually like crying laughing.
And being like, oh, that feels good.
Yeah. Piece of meat.
I feel sometimes really uncomfortable watching people work out super hard.
I know. Well, he was doing it so fast.
I know.
It was like, I'm like, is and that his what you're vocal supposed expressions. To do? Like, he knows how to work out. That's not how I work out. Maybe I should start working out like Clay does, like so fast. Just like speed.
I just picture your little headband, like on the elliptical with weights like, in your hands.
I gotta be like Clay. I gotta be like Clay.
Oh my goodness.
JPJ is just like, wow, that guy's body is incredible. And I have to say, we stand a cis male who is not afraid to compliment another man's body.
Or throw his arm around another man.
He's complimenting Kevin's body. He was complimenting Clay's body. Love.
Well, this is what I love about John Paul Jones. And we should all be more like John Paul Jones. Because he is just so comfortable in being himself.
Oh, my
God. He's not embarrassed. I love a man who's not embarrassed.
Yes.
Who's not easily embarrassed.
I need a little piece of that JPJ spirit. Sparkle. Yeah, that spirit needs to be in all of us. Yeah.
I really liked about him, seriously.
Oh, I also had to say as well is that... someone or a few people messaged me about Kevin, the whole romper situation with Kevin yesterday. Mm-hmm. So when he initially told Katie that he was like, oh, girl, you're working that romper.
Yes.
I started laughing like uncontrollably and didn't hear that the next thing he said is he was then talking about that because other women don't have the physique to wear it.
Oh, yes. I did hear that part.
Okay, I did not hear that part. And that is royally douchey.
I actually forgot about that until now.
So my moment where I was just like, honey, talking about her working her romper, then got like a major douche. And I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah, I actually totally forgot about that too.
Not as exciting as I thought it was.
Mm.
But, you know, I just had with Kevin, I had these immediate, like I judged a full book by the cover in Hannah's season, and I judged him. So all of a sudden when he pops out, talks about a romper and is skipping down the way with JPJ, I was like, oh, maybe I judged this man quickly. And he just had to touch that because I didn't hear him say that. And then when I saw that people were saying that he said that, I'm like, oh, that's disappointing.
Okay, let's talk about Clay, Annalise, Bibi, and Nicole and all of this situation.
Yes. Okay, so we have Clay at the center of a love tug between Bibi and Nicole.
It seems very obvious very early on that he is not into Bibiana like he is Nicole.
I did not get any sort of sexual chemistry between Bibi and Clay personally.
But him and Nicole seem to really vibe like really quickly, I have to say.
I completely agree. And I actually thought that they were really cute together.
Agree.
And I thought the date was sweet.
I agree.
And he was pretty straight up with her about everything.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, but let's also talk about Annalise taking him aside. Oh, boy.
Lord, okay.
Okay, he did say, I love the way he handled it, though. And he did really say something to Annalise that was true. He's like, you know, I don't know, like, where you're getting this information. Or, like, he's like, I know where you're getting this information from, and it's not as it seems. And I have to say, just to defend Annalise, When you have a best friend and you know how it is, they're hurt and they're like, but he just texted me like 1 week ago.
They're sending you screenshots. They're calling you every night. They're so sad. Like, she's probably feeling like, oh my God, I want my friend to watch Bachelor in Paradise and not think that I didn't stand up for her at all.
Well, yeah. And she has her back. Like, she probably really is looking out for her and is like, wow, fuck you, Clay. But also it's like unfortunately, you got to let people down easy. You got to say, like, the timing's not right and throw out excuses like that. The man's over her.
Well, the fact that we find out that he never said I love you to her and it had been 8 months. Also, we find out that they had been dating 8 months and they've been broken up for 3, which I feel like is a pretty good ratio. That's a pretty good of time.
Well, I'm just defending Annalise because she said, like, you know, you guys talk like 2 weeks ago, like you've seen each other, you know. And
well, then she brought up naming kids, marriage and whatever. And then he said, well, yes, we did once say that. And yeah, it was hard because I saw both perspectives for sure.
I don't think he's at any fault. But I also don't think that I think Annalise is really just trying to look out for her friend and just be a good friend.
I think it's just an awkward situation. The whole thing's just awkward.
And she's not going about it like in the best way. But I don't think she had trying to like sabotage him.
There's no malicious,
him
even though
anything.
I will say that she threw out the "I don't think you're here for the right reasons" comment.
I just think she didn't even know.
And then she brought
say.
Up because he didn't get picked up by the NFL.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
And she also felt like, but then also that was kind of my comment yesterday when we were doing the recap. I was like, the dude doesn't really like have anything else.
I know.
Technically going for him right now.
But like I don't know. Even if he is going on Bachelor in Paradise because he didn't get picked up by the NFL and he wants to get Instagram followers, like, he's been broken up with Angela for 3 months.
No, I know.
And can't you actually find someone that you're really into even when you're trying to do something for work as
well? Yes, yes. No, you absolutely can.
You know, so I don't know.
He's not doing anything. That's what I'm saying. He's not doing anything wrong. But I also, like, really don't believe that she's doing anything wrong.
Oh, no, I don't think so either. I just think it was just uncomfortable timing since Nicole was walking up to go on the date with him. Like, it definitely, when I did echo, though, I thought that it was very rude of Demi to call her grandma and say that she's off her meds.
Well, but then she also,
but I did understand what Demi was saying when she was like, I know you have good intentions. I just hated that it was right before his date with Nicole.
Yeah,
that
no.
doesn't seem fair.
I didn't
for
have
Nicole.
Any problem with her conversation with Annalise. She's just kind of mean. And then she said, like, Annalise has absolutely, like, no judgment when it comes to guys. And I'm like, that's a shitty thing to say.
Yeah.
It's not Annalise's fault, like, that, I don't know, the poor girl just wants to get married and, like, she's gotten screwed over so many times. She's really nice.
She
like, I was roommates with her on The Bachelor. Like, she's a really sweet girl.
She seems like the sweetest girl
she's
in the world.
She's super nice. That's why I'm like, it's kind of shitty to throw her under the bus because she's not trying to, like, screw Clay over. She's going about it the wrong way. She's just looking out for her friend. Yeah. Give the poor girl a break. She's had such a rough time on The Bachelor.
Know,
she got freaking broken up with on After Paradise by her fiance. That was the worst.
That was the worst. And of all people to do it to, too.
I know.
It's like that sweet BB girl. Oh, God.
She just keeps getting put through the ringer. Okay.
So, like we said, Clay and Nicole's
date goes well.
They were super
really
cute.
Cool.
Clay tells Nicole pretty much everything that we know that's out there. He's not holding back. They're macking. They seem to be
vibing.
Having some good moments together.
Yep.
So the next day we see Blake,
and this is where I actually didn't have I don't have my notes on me. So you're going to have to guide me through this one.
Okay.
For this part
is now having a full blown meltdown in the camera.
Yeah.
You know, we're having like anxiety part 2. I'm sure it was actually the same day he was having the anxiety attack that they filmed this.
Yeah.
But he's then doing this whole thing where he's saying, my family and my friends, like, this is going to be really hard for them.
Yeah.
They're really going to have to go into hiding. I'm like,
dramatic.
They're going to have to go into that bunker under the ground where all the villains of paradise and their families, Luke Parker's down there.
Jed's family is definitely down there.
Jed's family's down there. He's down there making love to his sister.
Stop it, Jez. Oh, stop. No.
Chad's down there.
Yeah.
So many
fallen.
In that bunker. And now he's like, I don't want to go down there. There's hardly any women down there.
Who am I going to fuck? Oh my God.
Jed's already with his sister.
I know. And I also, it's like, I also know where he's coming from too, because he's also like seen all this go down. And no, he's like,
he knows
fuck.
That he's about to just get torched, saying it's going to be really hard. And he's talking about, this is real life. This is real life. Life is over as I know it. That's what he said.
I know. Dead. He goes, life's going to change and not for the good.
Yeah. So he's in full blown like
panic mode.
I'm wondering, are we going to lose Blake? That's what I thought was maybe going to happen until he sat down with Hannah. But
Hannah's going to give him the rose next week?
Girl, I don't know. I do know. Well, but no, it's the guys who are giving the roses.
Next week, I said. I meant like next, like in paradise next week, not like next week's episode.
If that happens, I think we're going to see a actual tsunami of tears from Dylan. Like, we're going to be drowning in his tears. And maybe JPJ, when we see JPJ crying, he's just literally crying for Dylan because it's so heartbreaking that everyone is that sad.
I think that that could happen. And I'm going to love it. I love to watch the world burn. Yeah, no.
So now we're starting the cocktail party. And the girls are all like, okay, it's time to vie for the men's because three girls are about to be eliminated.
Yes.
Speaking of Kevin, he goes up and hugs Katie and he goes, you look immaculate, girly. Like, that's so weird.
Kevin is so weird. Kevin is so, you look immaculate, girly. Like, who are you? My aunt? My best friend? My creepy uncle? Who are you? It's so weird.
Oh my God. When Chris Harrison has them all sitting
down. I'm just sitting here waiting for you to guide me through the episode. I'm like, and what happens next? Okay, I got a comment.
So. And so when Chris Harrison then sits them all down and he throws the major shade at the guys, he's like, how many curtains have you guys destroyed? And then Cam has to like do his whole speech.
He's like, well, just so you know, Chris, I'm looking for my future mother of my children here.
I need the woman who's going to give my mother grandbabies.
That is going to carry on the fruit of my loins.
Oh, my God. And he's just like, you guys better start to work, basically. Like, we'll see.
I'm just like, Cam, stop
and
talking.
Demi is just, it does not like Cam. She, like, throws it to someone. She's like, that's the ugliest shirt I've ever seen. And I don't know if she was saying it to Blake or to Cam. Cam's wasn't bad. I'm pretty sure it was Blake's because that shirt was actually horrendous.
Oh, it was bad.
It was horrendous.
It was bad. It was like he was trying to pull off Will's shirt, but it is, like, not it's happening. Like,
you could never be Will's, Blake. No, don't even try. Don't even Will's try. Could wear anything he wanted to. He looked perfect this entire episode. I love him. So then we see Demi. She's really... seems to really be into Derek. Like, she's confident that she's getting his rose.
You know. I was rethinking our conversation yesterday because I was thinking about how she probably had a conversation with girlfriend too of like, I'm gonna have to stay around. Like, she's gonna have to vibe with someone. But I also feel like even if she didn't have a romantic connection, some dude is gonna give her a rose. Right? Her, she's that character Demi. That it's everyone Demi. Wants to keep around
but,
kind of thing.
But I mean, I don't know, dude. Her and Derek.
I think both of them feel casually about each other.
Well, she says, she's like, I always look for a chase, but like Derek would be someone who I like know I would have an actually like amazing relationship with.
Wow, I didn't catch that.
Yeah. She's like, she seems kind of like soft around him.
Interesting.
I don't know. So now I'm.
Well, everyone said he's like manly. Maybe he has like an energy, like a very masculine energy and person.
Calm you down. I don't know, because whatever's going on, I'm starting to feel a little nervous for when her girl comes in and like how deep are her and Derek going to be and how like heartbroken is her girl going to be. I'm sure that's just going to be.
But then it also looks like in the previews, John Paul Jones and Derek are like going at it. And I almost feel like that's over Katie. So
no, I think it was over Tayshia.
Oh, over Tayshia.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So then it's so my point in saying that it seems like Derek kind of moves on easily.
True.
So
I have a theory that like as of right now, obviously Hannah G is the queen of paradise. I think that Tayshia is going to become the queen of paradise. I think there are going to be many men fighting
over
her.
Well, it was
her.
So funny for the rose ceremony because I'm like, only so many people can give Hannah a rose, dudes. Like, you're going to need to branch out and find some other girl that you're into, like, y'all.
Yes, Hannah G is Hannah G. Stunning. Perfect. We've talked about it. It's so annoying how perfect she is. But like... there are so many amazing girls. Yeah. Like, Katie, straight up.
Who's gonna? Katie, Tayshia, yeah. Kaylin. Like, these are girls that are like dimey.
Kaylin is now off the market, dude. This is where I fell in love with Kaylin.
You're now a Kaylin stan.
Now I stan Kaylin because this was the baddest fucking move I've ever seen. Like, this was boss bitch move, and I lived for it. She's like, you know what?
This is right after her conversation, by the way, with Blake. So Blake pulls Tayshia aside first. Tayshia tells him, like, a boss bitch. Like, she's just like, you need to clear up your ish with Christina.
Yeah.
And then Kaylin and Blake sit down, and she right away, she basically ices him, not yes. in a rude way, but it's just like, he apologizes to her and she's like, you need to get your shit figured out and I just want to move forward.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And then she moves on.
Okay, wait, quick break, because you know who's got the most perfect boobs in paradise? Speaking of, who we're just talking about, Tayshia.
Oh my God.
Gorgeous.
The most perfect. But can we talk about the most perfect bra ever? The bra that changed my life and gave me the boost of self-love and confidence I needed.
Of course we can, because I know you're talking about Third Love. Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and premium feel.
Third Love celebrates all different shapes and sizes of breasts, and if you have breasts, you know how rare this is. I can't count how many times I've gone bra shopping with friends, and when we walk into your typical store, someone walks away empty-handed because most bra companies do not have inclusive sizing. By the way, Third Love will officially have 78 bra sizes, with bands ranging from 30 inches to 40 inches and cups double A to I, one of the largest ranges in the industry.
That's awesome.
It's incredible. And I'm really, really grateful for Third Love, because after breastfeeding my daughter, my breasts changed completely and it really threw me for a loop and my confidence struggled. And Third Love is the first bra I ever put on after baby that really, really fit me properly and made me feel really good.
Hop on to thirdlove.com and take the Fit Finder quiz. It only takes about 1 minute and you'll find your perfect bra fit as well. And just in case, there's 100% fit guarantee. Every customer has 60 days to wear it. That's like 2 months. Mm-hmm. Wash it, put it to the test. If you don't love it, you can return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/chatty now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/chatty for 15% off today.
So Cam and Kaylin.
So Cam and Kaylin. Wow.
Kaylin,
ship.
Kaylin walks your ship. Kaylin walks over with purpose.
This is why I'm like, I respect this bitch, because she's like, I cannot go home.
She will not go home.
You see it going through her mind. She's like, I am not going home. This is the termination of Miss, where's she from? North Carolina?
Yes.
I see her Miss North Carolina coming out. She's like, I will not be runner up.
No,
I don't
she
care.
Is strutting down the
sand. She goes, I have to be first pick, and I don't care if it has to be Cam's first pick. I will be someone's first pick. That's for sure. She goes in with a purpose. She's like, you know, who are, I really respected her just watching her fucking flirt it up. And she's just like, who are you?
She just goes in. I don't know. Seconds, she goes in for the kiss, and she's like, "This is not the man that I saw on Hannah's season." Like, you just surprised me.
This woman is an actress, which is why she's incredibly dangerous and powerful.
She is very powerful. She is very powerful.
If her powers are misused for evil, it can be very bad. If her powers are used for good, she can propel herself right to the end, world. Baby. She's going to end up with 2 million followers at the end of this thing.
Oh,
you
easy.
Go, girl.
You get those 2 mil.
Dude, the way she just like literally like prostituted herself out for the rose. And I was like, yes. Yes, this is the content I'm here for. And Cam, also, this is not shitty. She made Cam's life with that little
That's
makeup.
That's the thing. I right away was like, I feel bad though, because like, Cam is clearly, that's like his girl. Remember he rapped about her and his thing about her finding forgiveness or whatever. And I'm like, I feel kind of bad for him. And then Becca goes, dude, this is the best night of Cam's life, whether it works out or not.
He
like, no,
will remember
it's true.
This
it's
forever,
true.
And he is
He
stoked.
Made out with Miss Carolina, almost Miss USA or Miss America or whatever. Like,
this is his wet dream. Like,
he's
going to
tell everyone about this for the rest of his life. His grandkids are his grandbabies from his woman, whoever procreates with him.
Annalise, maybe.
Annalise, who knows, or, you know, they're going to be talking about this for the rest of his time.
Oh, it's amazing. I loved it.
I was standing up and literally cheering. I was just this is what we want.
I was like, Bibiana, come on, girl, get up in there. I know you're just into wheels and it's not happening right now, but more guys will come. Or Clay, not Wills. I just said that because I always think that they would be so cute together because they're both so chill.
They'd be so gorgeous together. I know. Why isn't it happening?
Why didn't this is who ended up making
Are
out
they
with
just
Wills?
Friend zoned?
Who ended up making out with Wills? Did anybody besides Hannah?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so this is my thing. And this is actually exactly what happened last season. Wills and Bibiana went home on the same night.
You guys,
or they like went home like the same week back to back.
This is fate. This is the universe putting your hands together, pushing you off into the sunset. Get a clue.
Just play.
You're supposed to be together.
Or it's not even that. It's like at the very least, just play the game and be like, Wills, look, I've got your back next week. Like if he doesn't vibe with Hannah, can you just give me a rose tonight? Like, come on.
Are their hearts too pure and innocent to play the game?
I guess. Like Wills is just hoping for his shot at Hannah, which she made clear isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
And she's hoping for Clay, which Clay is over the moon now with Nicole. Like just kind of. Your person might come next week. Just try to stick it out. Get a little savage with it. Be like Kaylin.
Yeah,
you know,
take a note.
Just try to play the game. Like, yeah. Come on.
I know. It hurts. It was hurting. There's a few people. There's a few guys floating around. Like Chris, for instance. The girls started coming for Chris.
Christina and Annalise. Oh, no. Is Annalise about to go home, girl?
I feel it. Like, come on. That, like, the
where
whole...
did she get a stethoscope
I was
going to
say, like, where did that come from?
I don't know.
And she said, your heart rate's going up. And then it gives this, like, side kiss that was so awkward. And then she's like, oh, you're going to have a heart attack. And it was so uncomfortable. And I just, oh no. When someone's so sweet is, oh God.
I know.
See, okay, I'm going to say this. This is going to be so mean.
No.
Hannah G, you talk about being awkward. You're not awkward. Annalise is awkward.
Yes. Yes.
And she's adorable and beautiful and lovely, but like she's awkward.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Hannah G, you're not awkward.
Hannah G, if you ever fucking say you're weird or awkward again, I am going to personally come to your house and tell you, hey, you are not awkward or weird.
And that'll show her.
That she will not say it again. Nope. Yeah, I know you're right though.
But then
it's just tragic, and obviously Christina's gonna.
I was so like, he is a sought after, and I do have to say, props to our OG reality TV king that he, as when him and Annalise were having their moments, and then Christina came up and she's like, "Can I take you for a second?" And he's like, "Okay, in a few minutes," and he stayed with her. And
I
he
know.
Respected the
no,
rest
okay.
of their conversation.
I might be forgetting other seasons, but like honestly, like Chris is kind of hot. I would kind of go after him.
Okay, so Broads, forgive us because for some reason I'm literally blanking on everything he's ever done.
I just remember him not leaving on Andy's season, but I also remember him saying that like with a smug like half grin on his face, like he knew it was a joke.
Yes,
so I remember that.
We apologize if he's done anything horrible and we don't remember. But like in this moment, I felt the same exact way that you did. I was like, why is Chris the hottest guy right now? Right now on the show.
I'm so uncomfortable. Like, okay, Kaylin, I see you going for Cam. That's an easy win, actually. Smart move. But also, like, I'd be pulling to Christina and like going for Chris.
Oh,
like,
for sure. He's handsome.
Kinda, yeah, he's kind of hot. He's got nice eyes. He's kind of funny. Like,
we
he's
love
always,
his daddy.
This is the thing. Him returning to the show over and over again was kind of like hilarious. He's kind of got
it was
a good
like his
sense.
Shtick.
He's got a good sense of humor about himself.
And like Zaddy's got four restaurants now. Like, you're gonna eat well. You're gonna drink well. You're gonna have money, honey.
Right?
You're set up.
Wine dine 69. Chris B is your man. Get that rose. Get that rose, get that money.
Oh my gosh. Why we love him now.
I know.
We do.
Okay, and then JPJ.
Oh my God. Okay.
Stop. Which by the way, I almost lost my dinner listening to him yak like that.
Oh.
That was disgusting. They had to play it for like 10 straight minutes.
Well, first of all, JPJ and Onyeka macking.
I know.
Macking. And he's like, you're such a breath of fresh air to me.
I'm like, did we forget the conversation yesterday where she wouldn't shut up?
Well, but then he also said like, yeah, I think maybe she's a good friend for me. Like, this is probably going to be a like that type of thing. Like, I don't know. Like, he did not seem interested.
Hey,
and then all of a sudden he seemed.
John Paul Jones is living in the moment. We can take a Buddhist tip from him and be present.
It is so true. It is so true. He truly lives.
learned so many lessons this episode.
This season is packed with so many truths. I'm walking away a better person thanks to all these crazy people.
Oh my God.
Then JPJ has his moment with Jane, and my God, was it the hot sauce? Was he having an allergic reaction?
Dude, I don't know, but that was so gnarly.
Was it pickled herring?
She might have put a little bit too spicy of mayo on the tacos, and now he's hurtling.
I've never seen anyone in my life vomit like that from spiciness.
But even Chris Harrison commented on how white this man is. He is so white that the sun practically shines through him.
Yes, he's not used to the spicy foods.
No.
JPJ needs to really edge his way into the spice, and Jane sent him. She sent him.
That was actually really hilarious. And I did really feel bad for her.
I felt really bad for her. Like
she was trying to like do something fun, and she's like,
she was like on
the
verge of crying because like she was really. Oh no, she did start crying, and she was really embarrassed.
I know.
I would have been really embarrassed.
But he played it so cool. He's like, no, it's fine. Turns around to continue vomiting.
He's a gem, and I just, you know what I felt bad for her too. She's like, oh my God. Am I going to kill the fan favorite? Am I the one? I went home night one, and I'm going to kill the fan favorite from whatever the allergic reaction. And by the way, out of one of his pukes, he did the hair flip.
He's full fantastic.
Okay, so
I stan.
Now we see Hannah pull Will's aside, as we discussed. We appreciate her honesty. She says she doesn't want him to waste his rose on her. I feel just terrible for Wills. We see him crying. I want to die. Go into the arms of Bibby. Go into her beautiful bosom. And whatever she said about her whispering hoo-ha, which I was dying. Like, go to the whispering hoo-ha. Let it hear like Mother Willow.
Rose. Do what you got to do.
I know. Do what you got to do. And then she goes and she talks to Dylan. And Dylan is like furrowing into her like a little stuffed animal. Dylan is giving Hannah his everything. And like he needs to pump the brakes.
Yeah.
Like, he needs to pump the brakes to protect himself.
Yeah.
She probably would prefer it if he wasn't so, like, you are my everything and all. Like, make her work for the rose. Yes. A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I don't think he can help it. He's one of those, like, totally adoring folk.
I know. I just, like, I get so commitment phobia when someone is super, like, everything you do is incredible. That even if I like them, I'm like, I don't know if we're going to work out anymore.
Yeah.
So I could see myself running from that a little bit.
Yeah.
And then here comes Blake. He's lighting candles. He's setting the mood. He comes and he takes Hannah away. He tells Hannah this is the reason that she's the reason he's here. And like we said, there definitely seems to be something beforehand, like they had sex or something, because the entire time his hand is on her back. He's like giving little kisses to her. And then when she's kind of like, well, you know, I moved on. I wasn't going to sit around and I have other connections. And then he like bites his lip and is like, I love your dress, by the way. You look great tonight. And she eats it up. I was like, Hannah, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Oh. So. Oh, that other thing, too, is that he was literally putting all the words into her mouth. Like he was telling her, like, I know you feel this way. And he was just, it was that typical guy thing that immediately everything turns off in my body.
Well,
when
also,
I go, it's what Jed did, putting all the words when Hannah was upset. This is how you feel.
Also, like, Blake's literally just in the position where he has no one else to give it to now.
It's very true.
So it's like now what Hannah's his 1, 2, 3, fourth choice. His fourth choice.
Yes, because that was the weird thing. So if I was Hannah, I would have been like, can you explain to me, if you came here for me, why did you ask Tayshia out?
Yeah.
You got a rose. You got a date card the first day.
Yeah.
If you were here for me.
I already forgot about that, about how butthurt Hannah was about that.
Why did you ask Tayshia out literally 24 hours
ago?
Why
are these girls just like fawning over him, dude?
Like,
he doesn't
him.
Have to do anything for
Nothing.
These girls. He has put in zero effort.
Nothing. He asked someone out the day before.
Oh, my God.
And she was upset, and now she's falling into his arms already. So they start macking. I'm just like, ugh. He's looking at her like he's about to eat her for dinner. But then she goes back and she tells Dylan, she's super honest. She says she feels like a bad person, which that's sad, but
that's sad. Sips coffee, but it's also like, okay, you didn't have to kiss Blake. Like if you feel like that was a bad move, then just like, don't do it.
Yeah.
Like tell him boy, bye.
But like, I will say this also too, like Dylan's one of those people that like would make you feel bad if you forgot to like, you know.
Like, I know.
Oh
what
my
you
god,
mean.
I forgot to iron my shorts. And
you forgot
your
it
shorts?
Was my mom's birthday. Like, but I thought you really liked my mom.
Oh, you'd be devastated. Oh, you overcooked that. Oh, it's okay. He's like, looks so sad. You're like, oh my god, I can't even. I can't
oh
make
god.
You feel sad about everything.
Or it'd be one of those things where he's just like, I did that for you, and like you didn't. Ignore. It's like, oh god,
I know. So oh Dylan is not pleased. He's respectful with Hannah. He doesn't like snap at her or anything. He handles it well, but he walks away and he says, like, I feel like she's being a little shady, and he's irritated, which I get. I would feel when I'm over the moon. And like Wells says to Hannah afterwards, like, Dylan is the most smitten kitten he's seen on Paradise.
Totally.
Like, he's over the moon. At this point, Kaylin is drinking in a corner, angry, and like, she's such a mood. She is such a mood in this episode. Like, I was vibing. So yeah. That was was this week.
Okay.
So then the quick little preview for next week. We see Jordan flirting with Nicole.
Oh, wait. I missed that. I accidentally turned it off before the preview, so
okay.
I didn't see it.
I will tell you. This is just a quick little... Yeah. There's numerous things that happen. But Jordan shows up, of course. He seems to be taking Nicole out on a date.
Okay.
And Clay is displeased. Mm-hmm. Big Mike shows up. Mm-hmm. Kaylin says... He walked into Paradise and all the guys started sweating and all the guys are panicking with Big Mike.
Yes,
there.
I can't wait to watch this.
And then we see Mike and Kaylin slow dancing and making out in like a beautiful scene. And Mike's like, I you know, I came here to get what I wanted, blah, 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 blah. So I was like, are you coming for Kaylin?
Okay, now that I stan Kaylin, I ship this. Actually, Kaylin and Mike would be so cute.
They would.
Didn't I call this? I swear
I
on this season, I said, what if Mike goes for Kaylin?
You totally did, actually.
I said that.
So here's our thing with Kaylin now. Okay, we had a lot of feelings about the whole Colton and Kaylin situation.
Because she was a bitch on that season, dude. She was a bitch.
I was
and
not.
She was
I did not vibe her. I did not
like
her.
Snaky on that season.
And you know
she
what?
She was.
Maybe she'll end up becoming that way on Paradise. But so far, Becca and I made a decision that we were going to try to see everyone fresh when Bachelor in Paradise
it's
started.
It's a totally different game. People,
it's a different
it
environment.
Always is.
So we were like, okay, we're going to try to come in here with as little preconceived notions about all these people.
She still kind of bugs me because she's kind of a drama queen.
She totally she's a diva. She
yeah,
likes
she's a
to
diva.
Work the room.
She's a pageant
but
queen. What are you
I'm
expect?
Appreciating the some of the exciting moments that I'm getting from her so far.
Yep.
And so now the idea of Mike and Kaylin together, I don't know if I hated it as much as I did before.
No, I stand.
And you know what? Hannah's lost because she didn't ask Mike. She asked Jed. Okay. She turned down Tyler and she turned down Mike. So I'm sorry, but now it's Kaylin's turn to
cue the JPJ vomiting soundtrack.
And then also we see a moment where Dylan is pissed at Blake and he goes up on the sand and they're like, oh my God, is he about to? And he like starts kind of like moving quickly towards him and it looks like they might be the fight scene.
Oh, wow.
Dylan fighting? I just can't even
poor
picture
his
it.
Woman.
And then at the very end, we have the, and I'm going to make you go watch this right now because you'll literally die. And we have a little montage with JPJ at the end, sitting with the chef, Fernando or whatever.
Love.
And he's just like, oh, Dios mío, Fernando.
Oh, I love it.
Talking about his spicy tacos and JPJ.
All right, well, broads. See you next week.
Can't wait. So excited so
more
far.
More drama to come.
Give us more life lessons, BIP.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm
Thank
sure
you.
There will be more. Okay. Bye, Sandy Sluts.
Chat soon.